Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting New York Times article about longevity, specifically, a cardiologist's 5 tips for aging well. It's based on Dr. Eric Topol's book, Superagers.
I'm all ears. What's the core message here? Is it all about genetics?
Not at all. That's what's so exciting. A Scripps research study on exceptionally healthy older adults, called the Welderly, found lifestyle, not genes, was key. They were active, social, and educated.
So what are Dr. Topol's magic tips?
First up, strength training. A meta-analysis found an hour a week lowered mortality risk by a whopping 25%. Plus, it boosts sleep, bone density, and mental health.
Wow, 25%. That's significant. What's next?
Prioritizing sleep. Consistent sleep schedules, especially getting enough deep sleep, is crucial for reducing risks of diseases like dementia.
So, no more late-night Netflix binges. Got it. What else?
Mental well-being. Managing stress. Spending time outdoors, even 30 minutes a week in green spaces helps. And having an active social life are all part of the equation.
Makes sense. Social connection is so important.
Absolutely. The fourth tip is about tests and trackers. Dr. Topol advises caution. While future tests might hold promise, current biological age tests aren't reliable enough. Trackers are fine, but lifestyle changes are the real game changers.
Good point. Data without action is meaningless. So what's the final tip?
Be wary of longevity influencers. Stick to evidence-based advice. Don't fall for unproven supplements or therapies. Exercise, sleep, mental health, and diet are much more effective.
Excellent advice. It's easy to get swept up in the hype. It seems like Dr. Topol is emphasizing a holistic approach, focusing on manageable lifestyle changes.
Precisely. It's empowering to know we have so much control over how we age. No magic bullets, just smart choices.
I see. Interesting. I have one question, though. He talks about strength training. What kind does he recommend?
He doesn't specify particular exercises, just that you should aim to do at least an hour weekly. He focuses on the overall benefits of resistance training. I got it. You want specifics. You know, I think the takeaway is to find something you enjoy and can stick with, whether it's lifting weights, bodyweight exercises, or resistance bands.
That's a great point. Consistency is key with any exercise program.
Absolutely. I also appreciate his emphasis on being critical of influencers. There's a lot of misinformation out there. It's important to rely on scientific evidence.
Completely agree. Well, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you for breaking down Dr. Topol's advice.
You're welcome. We've covered a lot of ground today, from strength training and sleep to mental health and the importance of being skeptical of flashy trends. Remember, aging well is within reach for most of us. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.